Hi, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Chasing Sustainability, a podcast for people looking to build a better future for the planet. Welcome, welcome, one and all, back to Chasing Sustainability, a podcast for people looking to build a better future for the planet.
So this week we're going to be talking about sustainable gift giving. I love to give gifts.
I love to get gifts.
Alicia gets a lot of gifts from me. She knows how much I love to give gifts. It is my love language.
Yes.
So I either am cooking for people or I'm giving you gifts, or I'm cooking food and giving it to you as a gift. So it's pretty great to be my friend because you're always getting random free things. So this was the hardest, I think, area in my life to reframe as far as sustainability goes, because I do try to reduce unnecessary purchases, especially of physical things. You know, things that are not like groceries or whatever. I really had to reframe how I went about that. And I had to find ways around just going out and buying new things every time I wanted to give something to someone. One of my biggest hacks that I found to be great is, instead of giving gifts all of the time, now I look at it as giving experiences, giving like virtual gift cards for events or restaurants. Preferably like not retail stores or anything like that, but something you can go out and do, have fun. Or if you're someone who has like a family, gifting, I don't know, like trampoline place or, you know, Rascals Fun Zone. Or
why does that have to be families? I want to do that.
Busters. Okay. Yeah, I know. But arcade, restaurants, stuff like that. And when Jeff and I were long distance, we did that all the time. Like he would get me a gift card, a virtual gift card for Mother's Day or something like that. And I would get him, like, I would give him like gift certificates to the spa or whatever. So those are really great ideas. And it's still giving a gift that someone's really going to enjoy, but there's just no physical waste. Alicia.
Yes.
I know that you are reframing how you give things as well. Do you have any tips? That sounded very robotic. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So for Christmas every year, I would always like, I would want to get a gift for my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, my grandma. And I would always make sure that I spent the same amount for everybody, which was a lot. Like that adds up, but I love them. And I always wanted to get them things. But now I'm just like, now it's gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm not going to get you anything for your birthday or for Christmas unless you tell me you want something. And if you want money, that's even better because that's the easiest thing. I can just throw some money in your bank account, or I can just give you some cash. That's my idea of gift giving nowadays. It's just difficult to know what people like. I don't know what my brother likes. I know that my dad likes the Cincinnati Reds. I know that my mom likes shoes.
You know, I have 2 points I want to make. For one, I have 10 brothers and sisters. Jeez. So gift giving to them every year could be a little much. Plus having my friends and my immediate family, you know, my boyfriend and my son, my mom, and that's a lot. So I have to get creative in that realm too. Giving like virtual cards and virtual gift cards is a great idea, as I said. But also Alicia and I think we've done this probably for the past couple of years. Me, you, and Kate, we go out and we like celebrate with dinner and drinks for like everyone's birthday. And we get together a couple times a year and do that specifically to celebrate people. So I think that, and we do it for Christmas too. Like we would go out and I think maybe a couple of times we've given each other gifts, but not every time, which is really hard for me. But
I just like, it's so difficult. And what sucks for me is like, people will get me a gift and then I'm like, that is super sweet. But then like, it's time for them to get a gift. And I'm like, I don't know what to get you. So here's $20. I'm so bad about it.
People love cash. And honestly, the older that I get, I would prefer cash or like grocery store gift cards. Like that is my jam because I spend the majority of my income on food.
Yeah. My mom's like typically nowadays, my mom's like, what do you guys want for Christmas? And I'm like, pay for my books for the semester. That's it.
Yeah. Like practical gifts is where it's at. And like, if you communicate with someone ahead of time and ask them like what they specifically need, or if there's anything that you can help out with for like their birthday or for Christmas, that's a really great way to do it. Like, I mean, shoot, if they need help with something, or like go buy them bag groceries, or, you know, get them a gift card or like a certificate or something, not plastic, to the grocery store, or, you know, like if they need, I don't know, fast food gift certificate or something mm-hmm. to where like it's beneficial to them and it can help them out if they just need a little extra. So that's a good way to do it. And honestly, Alicia, I like that. I think the minimalistic approach is a really great way to handle it. I'm a little extravagant when it comes to gifts, and I have learned over the years, especially in my sustainable journey since 2019, to really tone it down. So, and we'll talk about, because I have friends, Alicia included, whose birthdays are coming up in the next couple of months.
I'm going to be 30.
Welcome to the club, girl. Welcome, welcome.
I'm going
to
cry.
You can never leave. Welcome to the dark side.
I've been there.
So we're going to talk about, spoiler alert, she's going to find out what she's getting. So we're going to talk about like some things that you can do and how to reuse things and how to give sustainable gifts when virtual things aren't an option or if it's not something that you want to do. But also I like to I wouldn't say force my sustainable habits on people, but yes. So there are times when if someone, it doesn't take much. If you're going to compliment on my stroll, you're probably going to get one for Christmas. Like, if you're going to compliment, oh, that's a really nice almond milking bag you have there. Well, let me just get you one. If there is a sustainable gift that I can give you mm-hmm. that I think that you're going to use, then that's an excuse for me to give a zero waste product and get someone else hooked on it. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that's going to be getting a lot of a cheek from me, whether they want it or not. So at least you like. Yeah, I have lots and lots of things to say about this episode. Like, this is like my forte because I like being creative and I like gift giving. But I want to give you like an option to talk about some of the things that you would either prefer to get or think is a really great idea for sustainable gift giving.
So yeah, this is mostly Hannah's episode. But yeah, one thing that I don't really like to get as a gift is, and it's not even like, I don't know, because it's only like it's like 2 seconds and then you're done with it. But I'm talking about like greeting cards, like a birthday card or Christmas card. Like, it's very sweet. I understand that like you're doing it, you know, to be nice. But for me, it's just not something that I enjoy because then I just feel like, what am I supposed to do with it? I'm very grateful. Don't take this the wrong way because it sounds bad, but I'm grateful that you thought of me and that you got me a card, but what am I going to do with it? I'm going to have to recycle it maybe if I can. And if I can't, it's going to have to just get thrown in the trash. Now, I will say that I have kept a couple of cards because they are sentimental. I have a birthday card that was signed by my nanny and papa the year before he passed away. So that's something that I'll always have. But I'm not, you know, like anything else, I'm not really going to keep. So I don't mean to sound like a Grinch or anything, but I really just, I'm not a huge fan of greeting cards or anything like that.
And that's where a better alternative comes into play. Virtual occasion cards. You can make them for anything. Pic collage is one of them. You can do Canva, which is where I do all of my graphic designs. You can make your own. There's so many ways that you can find an app. You can put a picture on it and put some little Santa hats or whatever. And there you go. You have a Christmas card. Yeah. You send it via text or via email. You can still say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or I miss you, or happy holidays, or happy birthday. And mm-hmm. you don't have to, if there's no waste.
Yeah.
And they'll have it forever if they want to save it on their phone or wherever they keep their pictures. So that's a really great alternative to greeting cards, so that you don't feel like you're missing out on giving them to people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no waste, because, you know, for us who are trying to be more sustainable, when we get those cards, it adds up and it's hard for us to kind of know what to do with them, because we don't want to just throw them away or recycle them. So we end up keeping them, and eventually they're going to have to get recycled. So,
just like my concert tickets, like I've got a whole bunch of like birthday cards and Christmas cards that I'm just like, I don't want to throw them away, but what do I do with them? And then like, think about those really big greeting cards that are like half of my size. Like, why is that a thing? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but like especially around Valentine's
Day. It's like this big.
Yes, they're so big. I don't know why they do that. I mean, it's just a marketing tactic, really. I mean, there's no, it's senseless. But I also want to say that, like, if you do have all of those cards or like pictures or things that people give you that are paper, you can scrapbook them. They have like scrapbooks that have like picture slots. Stick some cards in there, man. Put some pictures around them, scrapbook them. Yes. Because I am kind of a hoarder in that sense. Like, I have cards from every card that Jeff has ever given me, every card that Roman's ever made me, cards from my mom, cards from my sisters. I mean, they're all in a box with pictures, and I scrapbook everything that I can because I like to keep those memories. It's not for everyone, but if you want an option to keep from having to get rid of them, that's a really great option to do as well.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said before, I'm not a huge gift giver, because I just never really know what to get anyone. Like, even my own boyfriend, like, I'm just like, what do I get him? Because he's very chill. He doesn't require a lot. But I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I think this was done. I did this through Vistaprint. I made him a calendar, and each month was a different picture of us, which was really sweet. Like, so, and then some of the months were like specific pictures. So like in November, it was a picture of us in a very sweet moment because that's the month of our anniversary. October was a picture of him because it's his birthday month. And, you know, September was me. And then December was really cute because it was a picture of my dog with a Santa hat on. It was so cute. And he took it to work and it sat at his desk, and, you know, he got to see those pictures every single day. But yeah, I thought that was really sweet. It's, you know, kind of like a DIY gift, but I'm not a huge gift giver. I never really know what to get people anymore.
It is really sweet. Okay, so I'm going to dive into my list of things. There's quite a few, so bear with me. As I talked about previously, I like to give things to help people on their sustainable journey and, you know, give them a little push if they're not there. Yeah, you know, throw in a reusable straw. One thing that I feel like everyone can use, even if they're not really thinking about sustainability, is a reusable to-go cup. Starbucks cup, insulated cup where you can keep things hot or cold. That is like a great gift for everyone. I don't care if you're on your sustainability journey or not. I don't think anyone would ever turn away a good reusable cup. Mm-mm. So that's like one of my go-to gifts for sure. And then I take cardboard boxes. Like, if something gets shipped to me from Amazon or wherever, I keep everything and I add like fabric scraps over top of them to make like, you can make like a cute little basket out of them, and you can put food in it. Like, if you're going to give a gift to a neighbor, or you can wrap it up in fabric when you're gonna give it to someone, which we'll talk about here in a second. So like I said, reusable shopping bags, produce bags, silicone straws. I'm sure a lot of people will probably get a final straw from me this year because I just think it's a really great product.
Oh, I love it.
Watch our reel if you haven't. And if you're like us, we are like on the go all the time, but we don't always think about bringing our reusable straws or our other sustainable products. That hooks onto your keys or your purse. Mm-hmm. And even though it does that, we still sometimes forget. But it's a better option if you're forgetful and have a tendency to not bring your straw with you. Because when that happens to me, then I'm like, oh man, I have to take my coffee home because I don't want a straw. So and sometimes you just want to drink your coffee out. I'm a big foodie as well. So I like to bake goods or make like fudge or cookies or brownies or whatever. And I even like to give gifts. Like, have you ever seen those jars where it's like a soup recipe and it's like layer after layer, and then it has like a little recipe paired with it?
I've seen those.
Or like cookies. That's a good thing. And then, like I said, you wrap up the box in fabric, and then you make it look really cute and you make it like a little gift with food. Adding on to that with the fabric, we've talked about furoshiki before, I do believe. But it is the Japanese art of wrapping with cloth. I think traditionally they use silk, but you can get them in cotton, which is what we would prefer to use. I will have a tutorial up later on about furoshiki and how to wrap. You don't have to be perfect at it. It's super easy to learn. But it's really beautiful, and it's an alternative to wrapping paper. And it comes in plastic, and, you know, that's extra waste. And you can use anything. You don't have to go out and buy the furoshiki cloth, which I do have some, but I also have, I really like flower sack cloths because they're made with cotton and they're so versatile. I use them for everything. I use them as cheesecloth. I use them to sit at the bottom of like where I put lettuce so that my lettuce can, the water can drain out, or I use them as like a, for my fruit, whatever it is, they're versatile. I use those for furoshiki as well. And like I said, you just wrap your present up in it. And I'll also show different ways you can use it as a gift bag to wrap up the present and use it as a bag. That's a really great option if you don't want to get plastic bags or wrapping paper. I'm also a really big fan of crafting things, like making your own gifts. I think it was last year or the year before, Alicia.
The year before.
That I made you, oh yeah. I made Alicia an ornament with her favorite sitcom on it. And she still uses it, to my knowledge. She loved it. It was very minimalistic. It was just an ornament, and I painted like a little friend's phrase on it.
It says pivot.
And then I did one for her sister. She really loves Taylor Swift, so I painted like an album cover on hers. And you don't have to be super crafty or creative. Like, we both know that I'm not like an artist or artistic. Like, it's not my strong suit, but it's fun. And I mean, they enjoy it because it was something that they're both, they really liked. She liked Taylor Swift and Alicia likes Friends. So it worked out. It was really great. And you don't have to. I used to be like this, and sometimes I still am. Like, I felt like one gift wasn't enough. Like, one little thing wasn't enough. So I'd have to buy like 10 things for one person. And sometimes I felt like that wasn't enough, or like a gift set or a gift box. Oh, that's not enough. I have to go get something else. If you get your, if you shift your mindset out of that, it'll be so much easier for you to transition to sustainability. So gift giving doesn't have to be expensive, complicated, or wasteful. And we're going to be giving you plenty of tips and visuals to help you get creative and start your journey in gift giving a little bit more sustainably. Like I mentioned before, with the internet and technology at our fingertips, we can make digital cards, scrapbook pages, slideshows, and videos for the people we care about without creating any additional waste. Regifting. Alicia and I talk about this a lot. It is a faux pas in some realms. A lot of people don't normalize it. They think that it's very rude. I understand that in certain ways, like if someone that is really close to you gives you something and, you know, they really thought you liked it. I mean, that might be different, but if you're, even if you buy something for yourself and it's sitting on your shelf and you've never used it, or you're getting something, but like for Alicia and I, we get gifts that we're both vegan, we're both plant-based. So I'm assuming that you probably have the same issue that I do, is I get gifts that are not vegan. Not everyone knows. Mm-hmm. So I'll get things that I can't use. Instead of throwing it away, I'm going to give it to someone and I'll think about it. Like, oh, this person would really enjoy this. I'm not going to re-gift something that someone's not going to like, but if it's something that I think that they would be interested in, then I'm going to re-gift it to someone who can get use out of it. And for me, I went through this phase where I bought a lot of, this was way before becoming a vegan or going sustainable. I bought a lot of leather bound books and they just sit on my bookcase. I don't read them. I would love to, but I just don't make that time for myself. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. There are a lot of things that are still completely, I didn't mean that to sound as negative as it did, but well, it is what it is. There are some things that are wrapped in plastic. There are some things that have never been even opened. Mm-hmm. Am I going to be regifting books this year? Absolutely, I am. And I have no shame in that because they are in great condition and my friends love to read. We say that we should normalize as a society regifting.
Absolutely.
Did you have anything that you wanted to
say about? So, okay. A few years ago, like, I was obsessed with The Walking Dead. Ride or die fan for Daryl. I don't know what happened to him at this point. I have not finished it. I stopped watching after Carl died. Spoiler, if you didn't get that far, he died.
What if I wanted to watch that show?
It was good. So, like, we watched it because we enjoyed it. And then after a while, we were hate watching it. And then I was like, I can't watch it anymore. Like, I lost interest in it. But while I was watching it, that's all I got for birthdays and for Christmas was like collectibles for The Walking Dead. Like, there's a bookshelf, that bookshelf right there, the very bottom shelf is nothing but Walking Dead stuff. And it was given to me by my brother, by my sister, by my parents. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to get rid of it because it's something that they got for me, something someone very close to me got for me. But at the same time, I'm not a huge fan of that show anymore. I don't really get into it that much. So, you know, I'm like, I don't necessarily want to give it away to someone else, but maybe I can give these things back to the people that got them for me and say, hey, you can keep this as a collectible for yourself if you like the show, or if you want to re-gift it to somebody else or sell it, make some money. You know, it could benefit someone else more than it's benefiting me, because right now it's just collecting dust. So definitely we should normalize regifting. I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, because I think that in order to avoid people's like hurting people's feelings or the faux pas, people just like get rid of things. They trash them, or they, you know, sell them, or they drop them off to donate, when really it would save you money and save waste if you regifted them first, so that you didn't have to go out and buy new gifts when the time came. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I wanted to mention, and you can attest to this because I do this for you quite a lot, especially when new things come out, and I have more for you that I've actually, I do this to her, but I wouldn't do this for anyone else because I've used some of them and like she doesn't mind, but I wouldn't like regift something I've used.
Oh, yeah.
But I give you spices all the time. Oh, if I God. Find like a new spice, I'm like, okay, I gotta let her try this. Most of the time they're new, but sometimes I'm like, oh, this is too spicy. So you can take this. But I re-gift a lot of like spices, or not even re-gift, but like I buy up a lot of things in bulk mm-hmm. to use, because as vegans, like spices are life. We have to have spices. We just have to. Yes. Like I'm 90% tofu and I got to have my spices.
Yeah. Oh, so like Dave opened up one of the kitchen cabinets and it's nothing but spices. And he opens it up and there's like three jars standing all next to each other. And it's the Trader Joe's chickenless seasoning salt. And he's like, do you think you have enough of this? And I was like, okay, well, I bought one. And then Hannah bought one for me. And then Hannah gave me one that she had kind of used already. So deal.
And they're supposed to be discontinuing it, and that's like going to be the saddest day of my life, because serious? It literally tastes like chicken bouillon. Like why? Literally, why? I don't know. Have you ever made chickpea soup, like chicken noodle soup, but chickpea noodle soup?
Nope.
But if you put that seasoning in it, it's like amazing. And I use it to make tofu eggs. Oh my gosh, have you used it for your eggs? Your mm-mm. tofu eggs?
Oh no, I'll have to try that.
Do it with a little bit of black salt and it'll change your life. Yeah. So why gift seasonings all the time? And another thing that I gift a lot is I buy tea in these vintage looking tea tins. And so you can put flowers in the tins. You can make candles out of them. The sachets that they come in are pretty sustainable as well. It's a win-win and it's not like a lot of additional waste. So those I think are my top tips for sustainable gift giving. Do you remember the cookbook that I gave you? Because Jeff's like surprised me with like the How Not to Die cookbook.
Yep.
And they gave him two, but he tried to like give it back and they told him to keep it because they already shipped it to him. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't need two cookbooks. So you got it for your birthday. And I was like, listen, this was an extra gift. So you're getting it.
I do. And I use it too. I really like vegan cookbooks. They're so nice, especially for meal prepping.
Once you get into a groove, it is easy to do, and then it becomes like a second nature to practice sustainable gift giving, along with other areas of being sustainable in your life. When we talk about how to present your gift to someone, there are many ways that you can do that sustainably as well, like we just talked about. Maybe it seems a little lazy, but it's simple to me, is literally just to give them the gift. Mm-hmm. Give them the gift unwrapped, unbagged, just as is. You can reuse gift bags that you have. Alicia used to have a bag of gift bags that she would just use for presents. I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like every 90s kid probably has like,
oh yeah,
boxes, like present boxes or present bags.
Yeah, you've got like one big gift bag that sits in your closet and it eats all the other small gift bags.
Yes. Do you also keep all of your like boxes that things come in? Like when Roman gets new pairs of shoes, I have all the boxes. And like every time I get something, like there are just boxes in the guest room in the closet because I can't part with them. I reuse them for everything.
And if you get smaller ones, like the box that like my toothpaste tabs come in, they're like smaller boxes. So you can put them in like drawers for organization. That's not necessarily a gift, but.
No, I mean, reusing is reusing. Also, I wanted to mention that I go to Trader Joe's a lot and they have two options. You can buy reusable bags there or bring your own. Or you can get paperbacks from them, and which is no cost, which is really awesome because that's something that differs from Aldi. Like, you have to pay for your bags there. I, especially at Christmas time, they like decorate the paper bags kind of cute. Aww. I cut those babies up and wrap gifts in them.
That works.
They're cute. And then you can just write on the label instead of getting like a sticker for like the name tag, just write on it with like a permanent marker, fancy gel pen, whatever you have. The best thing with this is to ask for it back if they're not planning on keeping it, like any kind of plastic bag. I did that whenever your sister and you came up.
Yeah.
So we had a Golden Girls, I think we've mentioned this before, but we didn't go into detail. We had a Golden Girls themed birthday party / just like girls party for her sister, Kate. I gave her gifts and a gift bag, and I was like, I'm gonna need that gift bag back. Because I literally use that gift bag for Jeff every year. Like, Roman gets him stuff and puts it in that bag. And we just talked about the fact that we have like a collection of bags that we use. When people give us bags, we use them. Don't be afraid to ask for your bags back, because like that's, and if they're just going to throw them away, it's better for you to have them to reuse them than for someone who's just going to toss it in the trash. And you know who those people are. You know those people in your family that are just going to trash everything. I'm the person that will fold every single piece of tissue paper that I get from a gift. And then there are the people that
you are definitely Monica. Trash. You're like, I cannot open the next present until this is wrapped up and put away nicely.
Yeah. And you're my Rachel. So it's fine.
I have to think that I'm a combination of Rachel and Phoebe.
You are. You're more Phoebe than Rachel, but
thank you.
You're welcome. I want to hear your rendition of Smelly Cat sometime soon.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? That's a teaser. Don't worry, I'll put the whole song out sometime.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, so we do talk about the Furoshiki method, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. You're going to see loads of pictures and tutorials and stories because it's amazing. I love it so much. And I have so many scarves that people have given me. Like, Jeff's mom always gives me a scarf. I love the idea of scarves, but I never remember to wear them. At one point, I just packed them in like a air seal bag or whatever you call them. And they're sitting in the basement. So I use those, wrap up gifts too. Or like, you know, in the bottom of the gift where people usually put tissue paper.
Oh yeah.
I put a scarf, and it's just nice because it like complements the gift.
Yeah.
And it's all pretty. And I'm not going to use it, and they probably will. And they're all in really great condition. And then Alicia likes the company for her toilet paper called Who Gives a Crap. There are also other brands out there, but they use most of the time colorful tissue paper to wrap up individual rolls of toilet paper instead of using plastic. So that's a really good way to take that and wrap it up for your gifts. I really like that. There's a brand, I don't know what the name of it is, but they have like cute little animals on every single one. And it says, thanks for saving the planet, or thanks for helping the planet. And they're like cute little. And so those would make really great tissue wraps for presents. Mm-hmm. So it's really just about doing what you can with what you have and not making it super complicated. And we're here to go on the journey with you, but to also share the tips that we've learned along the way.
Yeah.
And the more creative you can get, the better. And I know some of you are really crafty and it's going to take you really far. And if you're not, you'd be surprised what you can come up with and how like outside of the box you can get with things once you get on your journey, because it just becomes like second nature. That's all that I had to say about this episode. I hope you guys really enjoyed it and give it a try.
Yeah, there are so many different options that we listed out for you guys. So if you've got someone's birthday coming up, for birthdays, for Christmas, for anything, if you're just going to give someone a gift just for the heck of it, use one of these different options to wrap your gift. You could re-gift your gift that you had from years ago.
And if you are like Alicia, she'll take a free meal and some drinks and will be good to go. Take them out to dinner and then get them a gift receipt for that restaurant or somewhere else. I mean, yeah, that's like the number one.
Absolutely. Thing. I'll never say no to fajitas and a Scooby snack.
Yes. Oh my gosh. El Reparo Marks. Those are, where it's at.
So good.
Oh, no one is going to know unless you're from Southern Indiana. You're not going to know what we're talking about. But
if you know, you know. Make your own gift for someone. Bake your own gift. Re-gift something. Normalize re-gifting. It's not that big of a deal. Give them a gift certificate. Give them like samples that you've gotten from other orders that you're not going to use. Give them seasonings. Give them tea. give them sustainable items.
That is another thing that I forgot to mention, and I'm glad that you brought that up just now. Samples. So when I order from Etique, you have the option whether or not to get samples. I always get them because if there is a new product that I want to try, but I may be sensitive or it may not be my thing, I can use a sample and it is less waste. And if I get it and I'm like, okay, maybe I don't want to try this, someone else can try it before going and buying a full product, which is less waste. And so I have a gift right now that I'm giving to someone, and it is literally all samples. And I got like some Bite toothpaste, and they're like in a seasonal flavor or what have you. They're getting some toothpaste bites because I like sharing that, you know, the samples and the sustainability options with people. So that is, I mean, really, honestly, that's a really good alternative to full-size gifts as well.
Sharing is caring.
Okay, so I just want to let you guys know that if you are following us and you have ordered or tried anything that we have mentioned, or you're trying, you know, different reusable approaches or different ways to sustainability, take pictures, tag us in your stories, send us a message, and let us know what you're up to. Let us know what you're doing. We would love to see that. And we love seeing people on their sustainability journey and really the things that you're trying and what works for you. And if you have any ideas that we haven't talked about, we'd love to hear those and see those as well.
Yeah, it's really great. We've had someone tag us in a story recently. We influenced somebody, but she got the drops for her laundry. So hopefully you enjoy those. We enjoy them. Nothing but good stuff in those. So we hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hopefully you learned a couple of new things, the different ways that you can gift something to somebody, re-gift something, or create something completely new, or learned a new method of presenting your gift to somebody instead of using traditional wrapping paper. If you try any of these, or if you have tried any of these, let us know on social media. Like Hannah said, tag us in your stories or on your posts, whatever. We'll go ahead and reshare those with everyone else so everyone else can see what you guys are doing. And I think that's all we have. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram if you're not already at Chasing Sustainability. We have a website and we have blog posts for each episode as well, where we have more information and links for different items that we talk about. And that website is chasesustainability.com. If you have any questions or episode suggestions, you can contact us on social media, or you can email us at hello@chasesustainability.com. And as always, we hope you keep chasing sustainability.